Hey guys, this is Tom, W5KB, host of Amateur Radio Roundtable. Just wanted to give you a couple updates here between our weekly shows and kind of give you a recap of what has gone on the last couple weeks and what we're planning in the future. You probably know by now that the Hamvention, the Dayton Hamvention 2019 is over now. We had a great time up there. If you didn't get a chance to watch it live there, all of our videos are recorded. So just go to W5KUB.com and click on Archives, and you'll be able to watch all the things that happened up at the Dayton Hamfest or Hamvention. You know, we had a great time up there. Our astronaut friend Doug Wheelock joined us again on Saturday. He was always a big draw of crowds and signing pictures and talking with people. And in addition to that, we had Jet Jurgensmeyer come by. He's the young kid that plays Boyd Baxter on Last Man Standing. So he came by for a while and was on the show with us there. And Katie got to talk to him for a while. We gave out about $8,000 in prizes to our viewers. I hope everybody's happy out there. I'm seeing in our Facebook group that nearly everyone has received their prize by now. So that's cool. I was also able to talk to astronaut Wheelock during Hamvention, and he indicated that he wants to come to the Huntsville Hamfest with us this year. Now, whether or not he can make it, it's tough to say. Astronauts have a pretty busy life, and we'll see if he can get down there. It's also the 50th anniversary there at the Space Center for NASA for the moon landing, so that'll be good for him to get down there. I want to talk to you a minute and give you an update on our balloon launches. As you know, we've launched several balloons here recently, and had some success with them. You know, our first balloon, it's just a party balloon, a Mylar party balloon with the tracker, with the sky tracker on it, which sends back its position by APRS every 2 minutes. It's not battery powered, it's solar powered only, so we can only get reports back when we're in the daylight. And also when we're within range of a APRS receiver somewhere, typically over the ocean and over Africa, there's no tracking at all. So our first balloon launch, we lost it for about 4 or 5 days, and then it showed up over China, and then it came on over Japan, and we hit a storm. We hit a bad storm in Japan, and I was watching the altitude, and I was watching it come down from 31,000 feet, came all the way down to like 8,000 feet, and basically it was getting dark, and we were in a storm, and we lost it. It never showed back up, so I'm sure that our balloon went down somewhere off the coast of Japan. 14 days and 14,000 miles on that one. And then we launched a second one, W5KUB-2, and it made it all the way over to Africa and up into Morocco. And then we've lost it in Morocco, so we assume it came down somewhere in Morocco. And then if you watched us at Hamvention, I had our friend astronaut Doug Wheelock launch our third balloon. We were in a balloon race with three other balloons from the Dayton Amateur Radio Association. And our strategy was to launch last. We wanted to see how the wind was blowing very, very hard that day. So we let the other three people launch first, and then we launched second. They all had successful launches, you know, I thought, who's the best person to launch a balloon than an astronaut, man? So I get Doug to launch this thing. In his first launch, he crashes it. It wraps around a mirror on an RV. We go get it, and we launch it again, and then it goes way off, real slowly rising, and it wraps into a power line. And we go, oh, no, man. But then it came unwrapped from the power line, and it went on up. It caught the other balloons, and last reported tracking was out over the Atlantic Ocean off of New York and Nantucket there. We think it went on across the ocean, but we lost it by the time it hit Africa. Now, those were all party balloons, basically. The second two were with helium. Helium doesn't give you quite the lift as hydrogen. Our first balloon was hydrogen. You can see it made it much farther. We're going to be launching a new super duper balloon sometime after June 19th. Don't know the exact date yet. It has to be a perfect day. But we're going to launch a balloon. It's made out of sushi wrap. You heard it right, sushi wrap. There's a scientific company using this plastic that they wrap sushi in and making scientific balloons out of it. They're supposed to stay up much, much longer. So we'll be filling that up, not completely full, but we will put hydrogen in it, just enough where it won't expand and it won't bust. And we'll probably fly at about 41,000 feet the entire trip. We'll be using the tracker, the sky tracker, but we're going to be using Whisper, WSPR. Whisper is a lot better than APRS because it will give us tracking a signal within about 7,000 miles. So as long as we're in daylight, even if we're over the ocean, we should be able to get its exact position every 2 minutes using a Whisper. Because countries within, you know, 5, 6, 7,000 miles will be picking it up and reporting its position. So we hope to get that balloon off sometime, like I said, after June the 19th. And man, we're shooting for a around the world trip. We want to make it around the world at least one time. We have high hopes about the sushi balloon and a Whisper system that we might be able to maybe even circle the world two times or three times. That's what we're hoping for. Another thing about the sushi balloon and the Whisper is that we have to have a 20 meter dipole. It's a 20 meter vertical dipole, so that's 17 feet each side, 34 feet total length of the dipole antenna that's on that balloon. So we have to have perfectly still weather when we launch it, or that 34-foot hanging below the balloon will tangle in something. So it's been real critical. The reason we haven't launched the sushi balloon yet is because we've never had a good day to launch. But we're going to try to get that off the last part of this month. Guys, we're trying to have a membership drive. We would like to make our ham radio group and our webcast probably we want to make it the number one webcast and Facebook group in ham radio. There's some bigger ham radio Facebook groups out there. We've got 7,500 people in our group, which is quite large. But I'd like to ask everybody out there, if you could just invite 5 people to join our Facebook group. And if only 3 of them join, that'll be a significant number of increases. So let's see if we can't get our Facebook group up to 10,000 this year. That would be great. And help us spread the word about our Facebook group. Just tell everybody to go to Facebook and do a search for W5KUB, and we'll show up and they can join our group. Speaking of our Facebook group, I usually post every afternoon or so in our Facebook group that I'm on a certain frequency, most likely on 40 meters on 7180, keeping it up in a general band. And that allows us all to get together so people following our Facebook group can see that we're on the air live and they know the frequency. And a lot of people come in here and join us. So every day or so, we have a great chat with a lot of our viewers. And we even meet new people on there that hear us on there. So please join us on 40 meters. Watch our Facebook group for the frequency and time. And don't forget, every Tuesday night before the live amateur radio roundtable show, we have a 40 meter net on 7180. And that's at 5:30 p.m. Central Time. So try to join us there if you can. You know, we've got a lot of great co-hosts on our show. Katie Allen is on there. Dave Kessler for Ask Dave. We've got Josh Nass. Let me get that correct. He is a great YouTuber and has joined our show. We've got Martin F. Jew, the founder of MFJ. We've got Raleigh Hollinsworth. In fact, Raleigh's going to be with us this coming Tuesday. Raleigh Hollinsworth is the special counsel to the FCC. He's retired, of course, and Raleigh was responsible for enforcing the FCC rules while he was the special counsel. So he's going to talk to us about the new ARRL volunteer monitoring program, which he is now in charge of. So this will be pretty good. That's going to replace the official observers that we had for many, many years. Hey, we would like to see your ham shack pictures again, so post your ham shack pictures on our Facebook group, W5KUB, and we'll doctor those pictures up and put your name and your city on here and your call, and Katie Allen will probably be able to announce and show your Facebook, your shack pictures on our show. So that's always cool to do. We do that about once every month or two, and have a lot of fun with it. You'll see some big stations, some neat stations, some small stations, and some not-so-neat stations. You'll see everything there, but it's fun to watch and see what people have. Well, that's about all I've got at this time to tell you. Just wanted to give you a little update on things and say hello to everybody out there. So I'll say 73. Thanks a lot for tuning in, and spread the word about the podcast and the show. Thank you, and hopefully we can see you Tuesday night.